Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Built Black Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Dope Black Dads podcast. My name is Umar, also known as The Kank. And today I'm here to talk to you a little bit about, has parenting become a lot more harder these days compared to how it was growing up for all of us? So I think that is a very interesting question to ask, and one that I'm going to try and cover in the next few minutes or so. But I think parenting these days is very much, it is very different. You know, we are talking about parenting by consent almost. So what that tends to mean is that, you know, you're asking your child's permission to do certain things. You know, you're asking permission more so rather than kind of dictating and demanding of them what you require them to do. And I think it's obviously very different, because when I grew up, as I've said many times before, I grew up in a Nigerian household. So my parents came over here to the UK in the early 80s. I was born in 85. And I think parenting then was very different. And parenting was very different because of a number of things. You know, there's a lot of racism that was going on in and around that time. There's a lot of issues to do with our parents' understanding around the different facets of society, culture, and other type issues that were there. And I think there was definitely, I know in my parents' case, that there was a hesitancy in terms of, you know, does the white man, as it were, living in Britain, does he accept us being here? So there was always that little bit of hesitation in terms of what I was allowed to do growing up. So kind of playing out was fine to an extent. Going to your friend's house was okay to an extent. It was very much around kind of being at home, going to school, learning, doing your homework, all of that type of thing. Of course, all of those things still exist now, but I think it's taken on a whole different meaning. And I know social media was not a thing in the 80s and 90s. I remember growing up, social media was a thing round about the time I went to university. So around 2001 onwards, that's when social media started to become a bit of a thing. So obviously you had MySpace, High Five. For those of you that are too young to even know what those things are, Google it. That was the Facebook and the Instagram of the day. A lot of famous artists, funnily enough, launched themselves off of MySpace. So, you know, people like Ed Sheeran used to do a lot of performances on there. Adele, I believe, also used MySpace as a way to kind of catapult herself. And back then we were watching things like X Factor, Pop Stars, Pop Idol, that type of thing. You know, so all of those kind of things were our influences. And we didn't have the 24/7 culture that we do now. And I remember the first time, you know, even news coverage, the first time I remember 24/7 news coverage being a thing was probably around the time when Princess Diana died. So that was kind of towards the late 90s. And then suddenly in the early 2000s, you know, Sky News became something that was a 24-hour day thing. BBC became a 24-hour day thing. And suddenly our whole lives were being more exposed than they ever were before. So suddenly our parents were having an even bigger insight into the world at large. And even for us as children growing up, we had more of an insight as to the world at large. And I remember when I grew up, travel, for example, was limited to just going to Nigeria. So it was very much about go to Nigeria to visit family, or go to Saudi Arabia to do the pilgrimage from, you know, in Mecca and stuff. So that was kind of like my experience of growing up. You know, so it's kind of a bit sheltered, you know, growing up in East London, very much about kind of, yeah, you kind of grew up within that community. And it wasn't until I got involved with the UK Youth Parliament when I was about 14 that suddenly my eyes were starting to open up a bit more about the country as a whole. So, you know, I was given opportunities to be able to go all over the country. So I visited places like Leeds, Manchester, although I did go to Manchester beforehand, as I am a Manchester United supporter, as I've very clearly talked about that on this podcast many a time. So I've been to Old Trafford, but further afield, you know, Blackburn, Burnley, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Belfast, Cardiff, Cornwall, you know, all of these places. And suddenly you're seeing things in a whole different light. And social media, fast forward to when I was at university, 2003, you know, Facebook was the thing. And I remember that was the thing more towards the end of my university life. And Facebook was very much about, okay, I'm just going to connect with you because I know you. And I'm just going to post pictures of my food or pictures of me hanging out with my friends. And that was about the extent of it. And, you know, parenting in that, in those situations was still quite calm because, you know, parents still had a modicum of control. You know, there wasn't that many influences. But let's go into like the mid-2000s and, you know, going into the 2010s, and suddenly social media has exploded. You know, you got Instagram, you got Facebook, you got Twitter, all of these things. And suddenly celebrities, influencers are all the rage, and they are things that are out there. And suddenly children and young people are being more and more influenced by what they can see. For me growing up, I could only, my benchmark, my barometer was watching an MTV video. So the big thing was like, okay, what's going on at MTV? Like waiting for this video to drop, going on there, watching it, blah, 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 seeing, you know, all the hip hop artists, R&B of that time, you know, how they would glamorize things. Now we have a situation where that level of glamorism and to an extent, you know, performances that are going on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Clouds the judgment about what actually is going on in the world today. I think children, young people are heavily influenced by what they see. YouTube has been a huge game changer. You know, I'm not going to pretend like, you know, YouTube isn't a thing in my house, because it is. You know, YouTube Kids, we do use that. You know, the kids will watch that, and they are influenced by what they see. You know, they are influenced now a lot more by what is out there. And I think it does make your life a bit more difficult, because back in the day, for me, okay, the big thing would be, oh, somebody's got these trainers. Oh my God, I want these trainers, blah, blah, blah. You know, you feel bad if you didn't have the latest Adidas trainers or Nike trainers. But you only saw that because that's what you saw in school. Now, you know, you're seeing every Joe Public posting things up on Instagram, you know, doing things for the gram, as it were. I know I'm coming across as a bit of an old man right now, but I think things have changed considerably. And when you break it down in terms of how quickly these things have changed, you know, we're talking less than a generation type of change. And it does make life a bit more difficult, and it does make things a bit harder as a parent, because not only for me now, growing up, for my parents, their whole thing was about trying to protect me from what was going on the outside. So trying to make sure that I don't get involved with gangs, or trying to make sure that, you know, I'm not being taken off the wrong rail tracks by people and whatnot, and just focusing on school and education. Now, not only am I having to do that with our two children, but I'm also having to contend with, what is social media saying? What's Netflix saying? What's Instagram saying? granted, my kids are 7 and soon to be 5, but the influence is still there. You know, YouTube is a big thing, as I said. You know, kids will talk about things that they've seen on YouTube. Kids will talk about various celebrities that they may have seen. And, you know, we've gone away from that age of, you know, having... You know, we're kind of at that point where it's 24/7. So no matter where you look, no matter where you go, there is that influence going on there. And certainly I remember during lockdown, it became quite a thing at that point, because obviously you're at home. There's not much going on. You can't really go out. You can't see your friends, can't see your family. You know, we did the whole homeschooling to death type of thing. So, you know, what you're left with is, okay, well, let's see what's on the various streaming apps. So, you know, Disney Plus, Netflix, Amazon, you know, Prime Video, that type of thing. So all of these things will continue to influence. And even in the programs that kids are watching, there is that still, there's that influence type thing going on. I remember for me growing up, if I wanted a toy, I would only know about it if I saw it on an advert watching ITV or BBC type of thing, or getting the Argos catalogue. Now for kids, it's everywhere, literally everywhere. YouTube, you know, watch a video, they'll advertise 101 things. Even within the video that you're watching, it will advertise 101 things. And suddenly you've got kids asking you all sorts of things about what they want and whatnot. And I think to kind of wrap up a little bit, yes, social media has made things a bit more challenging. But I do think that what's important, and I think what's different about parenting today compared to how it was back in the day, is that we're more alive. Our generation is more alive to these things than our parents ever were. You know, we've had a lot more experiences growing up than what our parents did. For a lot of our parents, their experience of travel was going from the Caribbean or Africa to the UK. That was their experience. I can say by the time I was 21, I had traveled all over the world. You know, and that kind of has given me a more worldly perspective. And even for my children, they've been very fortunate that they've managed to do a lot of travel in their young years compared to what I did when I was their age. So I think there are, you could argue that, oh, okay, is this a problem? You know, is it a lot harder? And I think it's only as hard as you want to make it to be. So, you know, as a parent, you have got those choices. You can be responsible for the types of content that your children watch. And you can also be very much about, very engaging about how you deal with those things and how you kind of channel any of those problems that you might see and might come across. So parenting, I suppose, has parenting got harder over the years? I would say yes, it probably has. But we have different challenges compared to our parents' generation. Our parents' generation had to contend a lot more with racism than we have to deal with. Racism's still there, but you know, it's not nearly as prevalent as it was for them, in terms of, you know, people literally telling them and doing signs on doors and stuff, telling them to go back home. But for us, the challenges are about social media, it's about perceptions, it's about trying to keep up with the Joneses, all of those types of things. But I think bottom line is, you just have to stay in your own lane. You need to make sure that you're doing what's right for your family. You're doing what's right for your children. You know, forget about the outside noise that's going on. Of course, you can't limit what's going to be, you can limit what's kind of come infiltrating in terms of your household. But also, I think it's about finding that balance, having conversations with your children, and continuing to kind of explore those things and make sure that, you know, you're doing exactly what it is you can do to the best of your ability. That's been my short podcast for today. Please tune in, subscribe, you know, go to the necessary Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, all of those, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have a blessed day whenever it is that you listen to this. Take care, and I'll catch up with you very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Dope Black Podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.